We're having a look at a new workshop that it'll be hitting the Hunter on the 31st of this month. And it's all about autism at the Sensory Detective Workshop from that organisation. Nell Francis joins us. Good morning, Nell. The workshop's coming very soon. I guess firstly, having a look at autism, what are some of the misconceptions that we have about autism?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me. Well, the biggest misconception about autism is that it's a behavioural condition, that it can be disciplined out of children or young adults, or that, you know, they'll grow out of it. So autism is for life. And with the proper support and strategies, individuals on the spectrum can achieve very well in their lifetimes.
Yeah, it is a case of it. It's not something, like you said, you can't just sort of discipline somebody out of it. And for those who aren't struggling with it, it can be a tricky balance to try and find the way to approach their family member that is on the spectrum.
Yes, Mark, that's the key. Knowing how to approach and knowing how to set your family up for more successful interactions that make it easier for everyone, the person with autism and the rest of the family.
Now, with that in mind, the workshop will be coming to Cardiff RSL 31st of this month on Wednesday.
Yes.
If we're heading along, what is some of the information we can expect to hear at the workshop?
Well, we do a great big section on meltdown and challenging behaviour, which parents of younger children find really helpful. We also look at teens and adolescents, and across the lifetime, with a heavy focus on sensory issues. So our belief is that sensory issues affect all behaviour of individuals on the autism spectrum. So during the day, we deliver a high-impact workshop that highlights this point to participants.
I guess, Nell, for many parents, it's when their kids are very little, they may first have an inkling that something is not as it should be, and then the kids
yes.
have those meltdowns. What are some of the things that the experts will be telling parents that may be in that situation at the moment? How's the best way to deal with a kid that's having a meltdown?
Well, we implement a 10-step process for dealing with meltdown, and that comes from having our own child that had extreme meltdowns for many years, and we know that to try and identify, I suppose, some body actions or body language that's happening just before a meltdown happens. So while the child with autism mightn't be able to tell you, "I'm about to have a meltdown," they can give you some clues, and so we teach participants how to listen for those clues or be aware of those clues.
It sounds like you've just got to be one step ahead of the game all the time and sort of thinking ahead of what's going to happen next. That must be challenging as you go through your life with a child that has autism.
Yes, Mark, that's exactly. You do have to be two steps ahead always, and it's tiring for parents, it's tiring for teachers, but it can be so successful if you are two steps ahead. You can cut things off before they happen, if you know what I mean. You can
sure.
set yourself up for success. And more importantly, your child or young adult for success. Our son is 26 now, and he's currently navigating university himself. He's living independently, and he's working part-time. So for us, we feel that's a huge achievement at the moment. But it's not over until it's over. So it's a bit of a merry-go-round ride.
It kind of sounds though, Nell, that even though you've gone through the meltdown, you've gone through the teenage years, those with autism, it's not all over Red Rover. Like you said, he's studying university, he's working, he's living on his own, he's doing all these things that most of the rest of us take for granted that we can just go
yes.
out and do. Just a slight little bit with a difference.
That's right. And we know, Mark, that it often individuals on the spectrum don't really come into their own until their fourth or fifth decade. So, you know, the old saying about late bloomers, I'm sure that was about people on the autism spectrum. So with that ongoing support and with people around them understanding how autism affects brain processes and everyday interaction, they can go on to, achieve virtually anything they're interested in. And that's a key too. They have to be interested to be motivated.
No, that is all very encouraging news. The workshop, Cardiff RSL, Wednesday the 31st of May. And good luck with it. I better let you go and get ready for the day.
Thank you very much, Mark. See you.
Bye. Thank you, Nell. And it should be a great workshop if you think you might be something for you. 31st of May. 2 RFM, it's 27 past 10.